This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 211 for Wednesday, January 4th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are slightly higher in choppy but heavy trading on Wednesday morning. The March canola contract gains $1.40 at $873 per ton, and the May contract is up $1.10 at $868.80 per ton. Growing weakness in global crude oil prices is applying pressure on vegetable oils. That's generating declines in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and in the Chicago soy complex. The Canadian dollar is climbing higher on Wednesday morning as the United States dollar backpedals. The loonie rises to 73.83 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.22. As a system bringing heavy rains to California moves eastward, South Dakota will see a band of snow today, along with heavy snow in Nebraska and rain for the Midwest. Most of the northern and southern plains are to miss out on any meaningful precipitation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Fats and Oils report says the November soybean crush came to 189 million bushels, well exceeding market expectations. The U.S. canola crush in November was almost 181,000 short tons. Also, the USDA grain crushings report says 498 million bushels of corn were used in November. That's down 4% from a year ago. And the Department State Stories report says South Dakota winter wheat rates 16% good to excellent as of January 1st. Nebraska is at 18% and Kansas at 19%. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor trims a little off of his call on Brazil's soybean production, lowering it by 0.8% at 153.8 million tons. For corn, Cordonnier cuts 1.2% from his projection, bringing it down to 128.7 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The March contract is down 0.75 cents at $14.91.5 per bushel. March soy oil eases back about 0.1 cents at 63.97 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal dips 0.80 cents at $4.64.30 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker, with the March contract down 0.12 cents at $6.59 per bushel. Chicago oats are down, with its March contract forgoing 4 cents at 3.60. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago March falls 22.5 cents at 7.53. Kansas City March drops 22 cents at 8.47. And Minneapolis March gives up 12 cents at 9.07. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, January 4th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.